For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU football team is on the road this past weekend at Upper Iowa. We'll host Minnesota State Mankato this week, joined by sophomore wide receiver Brady Schmidt out of Bemidji. How hard was it to stomach that loss to Upper Iowa last weekend, knowing how much improved the offense was and how many yards you guys were able to put up?
It was a tough one. I mean, coming into the fourth quarter, we kind of got hit by that monsoon. It was quite the crazy fourth quarter we had, but it was a tough one to see that one slip away. But I guess you got to move on to the next game.
Have you ever been on a team or heard of a team that's run 107 plays in a game and lost?
No, not that I can remember. And I mean, that's what we're trying to go for. So on the bright side, we're hitting our goals here. We're trying to get that up-tempo offense. So it's on the bright side, we're doing better in that sense.
What's it like on the sidelines when you're running a play every 15 or 20 seconds? And let's be honest, there were times where six new guys were coming on the field, including a quarterback. The only five guys that were staying on were the linemen.
Yeah.
What's it like on the sideline during all that?
It's pretty wild. I mean, it's really fun, though, at the same time. The tempo is crazy, and, I mean, it gets a lot of the guys in the rotation. We get a lot of guys filtering through, which is fun for everybody, and, it's fun.
Yards are great. Wins are a whole lot better. In this era of college football, I don't know how a defense can be good. How can you guys, as an offense, even though you're very young, help that defense out?
We got to start doing, longer drives. I mean, it's hard on our defense when we go three and out, and they got to go right back out there. Like, they make a big three and out stop, and then we go out there and we don't convert. We go three and out. It's hard for the defense to go back out there and do the same thing again. I mean, it's hard to get that momentum going when our offense keeps going three and out, which we did a lot better last game. We improved a whole bunch in that aspect, so that was good.
Minnesota State might be the best team in the country right now. How do you beat them?
We got to be sharp mentally, physically, everything. In every sense, we're going to have to be sharp. We have playmakers. We got the talent out there, and they're so good because they're sharp in every aspect. They're mentally sharp. They're assignment sharp, and we got to go out there and do the same thing. And that's what our main goal this week is to prepare mentally, physically, be like assignment sharp, and be in the right spot every play.
How good is this wide receiver core? I mean, I don't know if there's anybody faster than Juwan and Blake.
It is very good. We're pretty pumped, and we're also young. I mean, I think Jordan Skoyak's our oldest wide receiver, and he's a junior, and which that's super exciting for us because we're a super young receiving corps and we have so much talent.
Being from Bemidji, what's it like to watch the Lumberjacks the last couple of years and the success that they've had?
It's fun to watch and to know that those boys over there are continuing the tradition, and you know, once you graduate, it's good to see them still doing well and succeeding, and Troy Hendricks doing a really good job over there with those guys, so it's fun to watch.
Sporting the Raider hat. Did you sport that before Brian Lanehart signed with them or not?
No. Not at all.
Best of luck to you this week.
Thank you very much.